Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 22 to 24. Again, these will be very familiar words to you, but I invite you to hear them again as if you're hearing them for the first time. What are these words speaking to you at this point on your faith journey? While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them. And all of them drank from it, and he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right. I want to be perfectly clear about one thing right now, and that is this. What you're about to hear is not a sermon. No. This is a fifth Sunday, and as I said earlier, on fifth Sundays, we do other things. We don't have sermons, so don't be confused. As similar as this may appear to you, this is not a sermon. No, this is a public service announcement. Now, at the early service, I said something. When I hear those words, something naturally follows. And it's a line from a song, and no one at the early service knew what I was talking about. And this is where I know Mike Pfeiffer is going to know this. Public service announcement with guitars. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Thank you, William. Go review your history of the Clash. Anyway, this is a public service announcement. It's supposed to be educational. It's supposed to get you thinking, to make you aware of something. All right, here we go. Do you remember a person named Moses? Some of you personally, most of you have heard about him. Anyway, Moses, over the course of about 40 years and four books of the Pentateuch, led the Hebrews out of Egyptian bondage and to the promised land. Ring any bells? All right, good. Read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Anyway, the last of those books, Deuteronomy, that book functions as a kind of a farewell address by Moses to the people, kind of saying, okay, we've made it this far. This is what's coming next as you move into the land. They've been wandering for 40 years at this point. They've been dealing with lots of issues, and if you remember the story, they had lots of issues to work on. Well, they had worked on them, and they're about to enter the land, and this is the plan. This is how you're going to enter the land and live your God-ordered lives. So get ready. And the picture I have of this, as I said at the early service, is a coach. I picture Moses, a little whistle around his neck, saying, okay, team, this is what we're going to do. This is the play. If you follow this very carefully, it'll be very simple, and everything will go well for you. And this is the play. When you get to the land, and you get all settled down, and you get comfortable in the land, and life is going pretty well for you, at that point, take the first and the very best produce of your land, the best of what life has afforded you, then take it down to the temple, hand it to the priest, and say, thank you. Thank you. And then, as a priest takes the offering from your hand, recount the story. Recount the story that got you to that point. You know, all the trials and tribulations of your life, all that stuff that has been thrown at you by life. And as you do that, also, though, tell the priest that somehow, despite all this, by the grace of God, you have arrived at the promised land, where you now stand. Well, let me give you a taste of this. You heard a minute ago, well said by Simon. I'm not going to try to copy that, okay? When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestors. He went down to Egypt and lived there as an alien. And the Lord God brought us out of Egypt. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. In other words, when you get to that point in your life, when you're feeling pretty good about things, the point at which you're settled in a bit, status quo's in full force, and everything is chugging along, you know, fairly well, stop. Stop right there, right where you are. And when you stop long enough, you'll remember. You'll remember how you got there. And then you remember, offer thanks. Thanks to God for your life. And after you offer thanks, give. You know, give the best of yourself away. Friends, 3 weeks from Thursday, best I can figure it, is Thanksgiving Day. 3 weeks. Today we are entering into a season of Thanksgiving. Today is All Hallows Eve. Tomorrow is All Saints Day. A holy day in which we remember those dear to us, our saints, who have gone on before us and made our lives possible. We remember them, and we give thanks to God for their lives and the blessings that flowed through them to us. So, if you think about it, November begins with Thanksgiving, and it ends with Thanksgiving. So now, why not use the interim period to give thanks? Oh, let me ask, do you know the story of the feeding of the multitude? Sure you do. I don't think it was that long ago that we read it in church. But anyway, the story goes something like this. Jesus is gathered with his friends. They're in the middle of nowhere in the Galilean hillside, and just thousands of people have come to hear him and to just see what Jesus is all about. And things are going on great. It's a beautiful day, I picture. And all of a sudden, the disciples look at their watch, their sundial, and they say, it's getting late. It's getting late. Jesus, let's send these folks away. They need to go and they need to find something to eat. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble. But then Jesus doesn't seem to pay attention to what they're saying. Jesus said, No. You give them something to eat. And of course, they're astounded by this. Well, you know, we really can't do that. We don't have a lot of stuff with us. I think we have, like, you know, maybe 5 loaves and a few fish, but that's it. But Jesus is not paying attention to that. No. You give them something. Have them sit down. Have everybody sit down. And then takes the bread and the fish, gives thanks to God, breaks it, and gives it away, and lo and behold, there's plenty. We're told there's plenty left over. All right. Did you know that that story is found in each of the Gospels? All 4 of the Gospels have a version of that story. Of course you knew that because I've told you that. But it should surprise you that it's in all 4 Gospels because it's the only miracle story of Jesus found in all 4 Gospels. The only one. So there's something special about that story. It's a constitutive sort of story. You know, so if you want to tell the story of Jesus, you have to include it. They stop. Everybody sits down. Stop for a minute. They offer thanks. And they give it away. And everybody has plenty. Were you here yesterday? Fellowship Hall? 99 of you were, I think. I think is the last number I heard. At the packaging event for Rise Against Hunger. Not Stop Hunger Now, but Rise Against Hunger. It was an amazing event. That's what we're talking about. That's what's going on in our tradition over and over again. Well, how about this way? While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to them. Do you see what's happening? In the Eucharist, the giving of thanks, do you see the pattern over and over again in the Bible? You stop. And when you stop, you have time to remember. You think about things. You remember who you are and the grace that has been given to you, a grace called your life. And then this remembrance leads to a giving of thanks, naturally. It's a giving of thanks and a change of awareness that is characterized by mindful living, you know. And then when you get this mindfulness, you naturally give yourself away. It's fascinating. I find it very compelling. The idea is that you stop, and in stopping, you're given a glimpse of yourself. You're given an awareness. You remember who you are in the depth of your soul. And you remember what life is all about and should be all about. And then as you come to understand your life and the fact that everyone in your life and everything in your life is a gift, Thanksgiving comes naturally. And you pour out your lives. It's beautiful. You know, it's also incredibly counterintuitive. Because you think, I'm going to take, hold. And it's not just some theological junk, so to speak. No. You'd think you lose when you give away. But you don't. People who give themselves away, who stop and remember, give thanks, and give themselves away, find a depth of life that is so elusive. And I've seen it. And you've seen it. And we've just heard it enumerated just in these two brief statements so far, and you'll hear one more little kind of overview of what's coming as we head towards Advent. So my challenge to you in this public service announcement, this challenge on this All Hallows Eve, as we prepare to enter the month of November, the last month of the liturgical year, preparing to move into Advent, is enter into the season with a spirit of intentionality, in the sense that over the next 4 weeks, I'm inviting you to be intentional, you know, and I encourage you and I implore you to stop on a regular basis, stop daily. And it may be a minute, it may be 5 minutes, whatever. I mean, don't stop and look at a list or make a list. No, just stop for a second and remember. Just stop and remember. And then give thanks for your life. And when you stop and you give thanks, you will find a life of joyous depth. Let me put it to you this way. The psalmist shares this. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is God that made us, and we are His. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Thanks be to God. Amen.